Hey everyone, we're diving into something pretty fascinating today.
Yeah.
A project proposal, actually.
Right.
It's for this Erasmus Plus funded initiative
Okay.
called Inclusion.
Interesting.
And well, it really caught my eye because it's all about making cultural heritage accessible for
Yeah.
everyone, but
Yeah.
especially those with
And
disabilities.
which is a huge key challenge when you think about it. I
Absolutely.
mean, we're talking about 87 million Europeans
Wow.
living with some form of disability, and their needs are, well, often overlooked, as this proposal highlights.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's almost like we have this incredible history and culture, this
Yeah.
rich tapestry,
Yes.
but we're only letting a fraction of people really experience it.
Right, exactly.
So how does an inclusion propose we change that?
Well, I think it all starts with training.
Okay.
The project, which is spearheaded by the Turkish Academy of Sciences,
Okay.
aims to give students,
Okay.
higher education students, that the skills they need to create truly inclusive cultural experiences.
Wow.
And we're talking about everything
Yeah.
from museums and historical sites to online platforms and digital archives.
It's like instead of just talking about being inclusive,
Right.
they're actually trying to build a generation that can make it happen.
Exactly.
I like it.
And they're doing it in a really innovative way
Okay, how so?
through a very interdisciplinary approach,
Interesting.
bringing together students from all kinds of fields.
Wait.
Humanities, science, special education, you name it.
Wow, a real mix.
Yeah, so you have future museum curators learning alongside web developers
Right.
and accessibility experts.
Oh, wow.
So they're fostering that collaborative approach to inclusive design from day one.
That's a good point because it's one thing to build accessible spaces,
Yeah.
but designing a truly inclusive experience for
Right.
such a diverse audience, that's another thing entirely.
Absolutely.
So, how does inclusion plan to actually equip students with these very specific skills?
So there are a few concrete deliverables outlined in the proposal.
Okay.
First up, they're creating multimedia ebooks.
Ebooks.
Yeah, four of them,
Okay.
showcasing accessible cultural experiences.
Interesting.
And they're tailored to different disabilities.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting.
Yeah, so think of them like blueprints,
Okay.
illustrating how to make cultural heritage actually come alive
Yeah.
for someone who might be visually impaired, for example, or neurodivergent.
So it's not just about like technical accessibility,
Right.
but like genuine engagement.
Exactly.
I love it. But how will these students prove they have the credentials?
That's a great question.
Right.
And the Inclusion Project has an answer,
Okay.
an open digital badge system.
Okay. So what's that? Like a certification?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Students earn badges for specific skills they develop during the program.
So like creating easy to read materials.
Exactly. Or designing accessible digital exhibits.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, so it's not just a participation trophy.
Right.
It's something tangible employers can look at.
Proof of their expertise in inclusive design.
Precisely.
I like it.
And it goes even further.
Really?
They also want to create a policy guide
Okay.
with recommendations for policymakers and cultural institutions
Right.
on making heritage more accessible.
Wow. So it's like a roadmap
Yes.
for real change,
Exactly.
systemic change.
You got it.
That's impressive.
It's ambitious,
It is very ambitious.
but they're aiming for broader impact.
For
And
sure.
this is an international collaboration, right?
Yes, it is.
So with partners in Turkey, Greece, Italy,
Yeah.
the Netherlands,
Wow.
it's got incredible global reach.
It does. It really does.
And the idea is to share everything,
Good.
all the findings through conferences, publications, online platforms.
It's great that they're sharing it.
It is.
Because it's one thing to come up with a good idea,
Yeah.
but to share it with the world, I think it'll
Absolutely.
really spark a larger conversation. And speaking of sparking conversations, there are a few details in this proposal that I really want to unpack.
Okay, like what?
Well, for instance, this easy-to-read methodology,
Yes.
what's that all about?
So it's not as simple as just, simplifying the language.
Right.
It's about understanding cognitive accessibility.
Okay.
Think clear fonts,
Okay.
concise sentences, visual aids,
Right.
and even cultural sensitivity.
Okay.
The project emphasizes training for students on how to use this method to create genuinely accessible materials.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And it's not just theoretical, right?
Right.
They're going to test these materials out
Yeah, with people with disability.
to make sure they actually work,
Exactly. It's about real-world application.
which you don't always see.
You really don't.
It's great.
Yeah. And they're also organizing these hands-on workshops, and study visits to museums and cultural sites.
So they're going out in the field.
Yeah, in Italy specifically.
Oh,
so the students aren't just reading about accessibility.
Right.
They're experiencing the challenges firsthand.
That's fantastic.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
They'll be analyzing exhibits, identifying barriers, and brainstorming solutions.
So important.
All while considering the needs of different visitors.
It makes you think.
It does.
How often when we go to these cultural places, we don't think about people with different abilities.
That's true. We don't.
Yeah.
We kind of take it for granted how we navigate these spaces.
Exactly.
But that's where this inclusion project gets really interesting, I think.
Okay. How so?
It's not just about retrofitting what we already have to be more accessible.
Right.
It's about fostering a generation that designs with inclusivity in mind.
From the beginning.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
It's about shifting the entire cultural landscape.
Right, because it's one thing to say,
yeah,
okay, how do we accommodate this? But this is like, how do we include this?
Precisely.
From the ground up.
Yes. And that shift, I think, has implications beyond just the cultural sector.
That's interesting.
Think about it.
Okay.
What if we applied this kind of inclusive design thinking to other fields?
Like what?
Well, we've already seen what it can do for technology.
That's true.
Think about like voice assistants.
Right.
Or text-to-speech software.
Okay.
Things that were designed for people with disabilities are now mainstream.
It's like that curb cut effect.
Exactly.
But
it helps everyone.
It really does.
That's a good point.
And speaking of wider impact.
Yeah.
This project is more than just a one-time thing.
Okay.
They're creating this collaborative training platform.
What's that?
It's a digital space.
Okay.
Where students from all over Europe can connect.
So like a, what is it, a hub?
Yeah, like a global think tank for inclusive design.
That's amazing.
Students in Turkey can brainstorm with their peers in the Netherlands.
Wow.
Share best practices.
That's really cool.
Develop new solutions. It's like a dream come true.
It is, isn't it?
If you're passionate about this kind of thing.
For sure.
It's, this is ticking all the boxes.
Well, I think so too.
Yeah.
And you know what else?
What's that?
They're really committed to involving people with disabilities.
Yes.
Every step of the way.
They mention involving people with disabilities
mm-hmm.
in evaluating the final product.
Exactly.
I think that's really important.
It is crucial.
Yeah.
I mean, who better to assess how effective this design is than the people it's intended for?
Absolutely.
It ensures those e-books are actually engaging and meaningful.
It's a really well-rounded approach.
I think so.
To such a, you know, complex issue
it
on
is,
multiple
yeah.
levels.
It is impressive.
But for those listening who might be wondering, like, what does it all really mean?
Right.
Why should they care?
It's easy to get lost in the weeds and lose sight of the bigger picture.
Right.
I think for me, the big takeaway is about the power of design.
Okay.
Inclusive design.
Right.
This isn't just about making museums more accessible.
Right.
It's about challenging how we think.
Okay.
About who gets to experience culture.
Yeah.
Who gets to learn from it.
Right.
Be inspired by it.
It's about making space for everyone.
Exactly.
Having a seat at the table.
And this project, it doesn't stop at cultural institutions.
Right.
It hints at a future.
All right.
Where this inclusive way of thinking is everywhere.
In all aspects of life.
Yeah. Like we were talking about the ripple effect.
Okay.
It starts with accessible museums.
Right.
And then what?
Yeah. And then what?
Inclusive classrooms.
Yeah.
Better urban planning.
Oh, interesting.
Products, services, designed with more people in mind.
Yeah, designed for everyone.
Exactly.
A small
accessibility shouldn't be an afterthought.
Right. Not just a box to tick.
It needs to be the foundation.
Yeah. I like that.
And these students working on this with their passion, their skills, that digital badge.
Yeah.
They're going to build this future.
That's a future I want to live in.
Right.
Sign me up.
It's inspiring to see.
It is.
That something like this could have such a big impact.
And for anyone listening who's feeling inspired right now, you don't have to be an expert
to
embrace this way of thinking.
Just ask yourself, how can I be more empathetic?
Okay.
How can I collaborate more?
Mm-hmm.
Test my ideas in the real world.
Yeah.
Challenge what I think I know.
It's about making the world a better place, really.
It really is.
More inclusive.
Absolutely.
More welcoming.
For everyone.
Well, that's a fantastic note to end on.
I think so, too.
And on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive
Excellent.
Into inclusion.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you found it insightful.
As always.
Thought-provoking. Yeah. And maybe even just a little bit inspiring.
Just a little.
And until next time, keep those questions coming.
Of course.
Keep exploring those different perspectives.
Yes.
And keep diving deep.